Hey everybody, welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. Still incognito and in hiatus, just giving you guys just the heads up. But Daniel, he's still, you know, still not feeling as good as I'm opening up the skylight on a cold day, which is the dumbest thing I've ever done. In the history of dumb stuff I've done. And I've done dumb stuff. Okay. That is the cue. Lord, keep me as I'm traveling. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Alright. Always pray before you go. excuse me. Nathan's arm is still healing up. You know, we're still just praying for everything to heal and to go right for the big guy. And also that, you know, even though he might have some atrophy, you know, some muscle weakness, but we're just praying that everything goes well where he doesn't need to have rehab or anything, my little guy. But thank you guys for your concerns, for your prayers. He's doing really well. We just celebrated Christmas. He was just getting around as with a hyperactive 2-year-old kid that just loves life. With, you know, running around, getting the presents, and just enjoying the time. He's such an angel. So it's still during our hiatus that we recorded these podcasts. Okay, so my topic is GGPL netcode for the Game Boy. What happened was I actually recorded this podcast prior. But what happens if you record from your phone as you hear me driving? Because I'm always recording either when I'm driving or if, you know, I have like the whole studio set up, like the whole shebang, where the audio sounds much better as opposed to like hearing some audible hiss or hum in the background due to driving. But so I already, like, I thought it was a good idea at first. I'm like, eh, why not? But there's already two problems with trying to apply, you know, online netcode to an older game. Like an older game. One, the game doesn't have online capabilities established, even though you do have Fightcade. You know, so you do have Fightcade, you do have the the GGBO netcode with that. I think I'm like 50-50. I don't know, to be honest. But so you have that. And on the other hand, the problem is with that is not only the game may not be optimized for online play, it's just that now you're stuck in a quagmire. Because do you put the game on, or do, basically me, do I put the game on Fightcade to try to like work it as it's like two players? Because the only way it'll have two players natively is through the Super Nintendo, and that has loading times. And, you know, let's be honest, you know, my favorite game is not the most universally beloved, sadly. I'm changing it. I'm working to change it, but it's really not. So I'm stuck in that quandary where it's like, hey, you know, I know the game is not universally loved. I know the install base, you know, will probably be just me and maybe like a couple other people that are trying this and then put it in like, oh, this sucks. Also, I'm not really trying to build a community. You know, similar to the arcades, it's just, if I would, I would just build something just out of camaraderie, friendships, you know. Nicknames optional, they're not mandatory. Not everybody has to have a nickname or a sponsor, you know. It's all about the fun. And not saying the other stuff isn't fun. No, it's just, you know, my preference, that's all. My preference could be different than other people's preferences. And that is all right. But that would be the second thing, where you would either have to create from scratch netcode for it, you know, and that's going to take a little bit of time because the game is not really optimized for online play. Also, you won't be able to natively play it on a Game Boy, which to me, it really defeats the purpose. Because, you know, you could probably create like a wireless dongle or something that attaches to someone's Game Boy Pocket. And, you know, with Wi-Fi warriors, the problem is that Wi-Fi really is hit or miss. You know, if the game has strong netcode and strong, you know, capabilities to run it, then it could be a smashing success. But again, netcode is just hit or miss. No matter how you slice it, netcode is hit or miss. Online connectivity is hit or miss. And even with the LAN cable, which I preferred as the best way to play Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy one, just with the straight up Game Boy, two Game Boys, two cartridges, or two game packs, PAKs, and a LAN cable. That's my preferred way to play. You know, you can easily manipulate, you know, whatchamacallit. You can easily manipulate, like, settings or make your computer run faster. So, it's always that specter of cheating there. And at least with the Game Boy, you know, like, okay, this is just specifically for, you know, game playing and kicking Batowskis all up in, you know, the Game Boy arena. So, at first I was like, oh yeah, this is a good idea. But then when I did the podcast before, the podcast episode was kind of lost. And, you know, it was a good thing. You know, I lose more stuff than I gain. Not in, like, a negative way, but, like, that's like a braggadocious way. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be bragging. Like, I forgot more stuff than people. Yeah, that comes off as braggadocious. I don't like that. Scratch that. And I don't feel like... Well, I don't really cut or edit. Everything's just like one dry run stream of consciousness about my topic. And then also, if I'm driving, like, okay, you know, what's going on? Or if I see something, like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to steward... I'm still recording. I'm like, still recording. Okay, continue. Carry on, pip. So, yeah. It's probably not the best idea. Only because I believe the preferred way to play, and I think I've done, like, an episode or two ago, the review for the Super Game Boy version, because I had an emulator that emulated it perfectly. It's just... Just the preferred way to do it is just the Game Boy with the LAN cable, because it's kind of like a neat thing in history where it's like, oh, you know, you can play native two-player one game pack. That's neat. Again, it's just hard to see, like, not only the justification, but, you know, the purpose for it, you know. So with that, unfortunately, unless it's someone just... But bondoggles the mind and just creates, like, a peripheral even for the Game Boy itself that you can, like, play online, or, you know, us older people that we would just love to trade Pokemon online. If someone just does that and just blows things out the water, then, you know, I will be more than happy to revisit said conversation. But until then, I want to sign off now and get to work on a couple other episodes that I have in the queue. This has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This has been your host, Frank. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.